Okay, welcome to our second part of our fourth group call. It's a one-on-one clearing session and Q&A. Welcome, Lena, and how can I help you? Please say.
Hi. Hi. I hope it's the right, Lena. Feeling very stressed right now. And while you were doing the clearing, I fell asleep time and time again. It was almost like I felt mind controlled, like I was in a trance. And I would like to, I don't want to take up that much time because there's a lot of people that want help. But I would just wonder if it's possible to clear myself of the saber role and how it affects me in a romantic relationship so I can be totally free, not codependent of the other person and feel, totally free. Like, I'm not affected by the other person. Like, I'm my own person.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's because you fall asleep because it's your higher self, actually. You receive that. Your conscious mind just switched. So, you that is good when you fell asleep. That means that you receive, and it's okay to release in it once again because the healing will be deeper and deeper. Sometimes our higher self receives as much your body can handle, because if there is too much power, then it can be distracting. So it is, we set an intention that it is for your higher good, know that you can, you don't be distracted, you know, be balanced. And how to achieve your this harmonious relationship, to be, to look in yourself, to find your core. Okay, now when you feel, where you feel in your body, find something what makes the highest intensity when you think about it.
I feel something on my breasts and in my vagina.
Okay, what is the leveling of intensity there?
Probably 8.5.
Okay, just focus on that, and say, I'm so sorry, that implant. That implant prevents you to take care of yourself.
I'm so sorry that implant prevents you to take care of yourself.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to release.
I'm so sorry you don't.
Artificial implant now. Okay.
The artificial implant now.
Okay, now I'm going to just check where it, where, when it was installed. Where you've learned that you, that it's not good to take care of yourself, that you have to take care of others, and that is something what is more valuable. Okay, let's bring that. It is for all of us. Okay, where we carried that implant. Yeah, and it's breast. Yes, and the, it's about crucifixion, female energies. You have to take care of others. You have to allow that others, domination, patriarchal, okay, explode you. Okay, light. Okay, light. Wow, this agreement. Clear. Okay, and all those energies that exploded you, that you play that role. Yeah, you seek the your power by helping others, because you thought it is like, it's right. Okay, everywhere where we manipulated that, we have to take care of others first and then for ourselves, and those thoughts in our subconscious mind and these martyr implants, yeah, female martyr, yeah. If you're martyr, then you will gain more cookies in heavens, right? And crucifixion implants, right. Clear? Okay, just focus in your heart and say, I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to love you.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to love you.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to reconnect your power center.
Doesn't allow you to reconnect your power center.
Yeah, okay. It's, I think you may, you, the energetically it was correct, okay. Now all blocks between, okay, where you, everywhere, show me all lifetimes when you experience tremendous pain that made you disconnect with your heart. Okay, light. Okay, showing that, and those lifetime, wow, it was agreement. Okay, and those implanted memories, that is actually not yours memories, show me that. Where is that in your field? Clear that. Okay, on this distraction. Yeah, and bring those these sexual implants that enhance sexual misery. Okay, and that, yeah, that's connected with fear of dominate male. You have to be submissive, yes, and all those submissive whatever implants. Clear. Feel light. Unify. Okay. How do you feel?
Feel good.
Okay, check feel about that implant, that intention.
Well, there's still tension down there, but I don't know if that has anything to do with this. It's like a dull feeling, like it just won't go away. It's been there for a long time.
Okay, let me check. Just tune into it. Okay, who is that? What is that? Where it comes from? Okay. What is the valuable of holding that? Okay, protective. Okay, everywhere where you had to put something to protect yourself, something what's not natural, whatever, and you believe that that kind of natural stuff will protect you from whatever, from fear, from pain, from being persecuted, being killed, yeah, dying, like, can show me the fear of death. Everywhere where you it's not gambled, you gave away of your own integrity because of the fear you will be killed. Okay, because you will be burned, okay, those okay, blood eaters and everywhere was that. clear, okay, light. How is now?
It's better now. I feel some different energy. So maybe it's just like kind of going out. I don't know. I feel different.
You feel different. Check with the first intensity. It was 8. You thought about something and the intensity was 8.
Maybe it's 5 now.
Focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry. You don't allow
yourself
to clear all negative ego protective mechanism now. I'm so sorry you believe that your negative ego is protecting you.
I'm so sorry you believe that your negative ego is protecting you.
Okay, I'm so sorry you were manipulated.
I'm so sorry you were manipulated.
I'm so sorry you had to disconnect from your feelings to survive.
I'm so sorry you have to disconnect from your feelings to survive.
Okay. Yeah, something is moving here. Okay, everywhere you had to disconnect from your feelings to survive. Okay, let's bring those. Okay, and interference in your power field. Okay, let's. Yeah. Okay, like just be in your body, don't go anywhere. I'm so sorry. You are not ready to receive miracle.
I'm so sorry you're not ready to
receive miracle.
Receive miracles.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to receive miracle now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to receive miracles now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to balance, to be in balance now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to be in balance now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to serve the light now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to serve the light now.
Okay, I'm so sorry you don't choose to reclaim your sovereignty and freedom now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to reclaim your sovereignty and freedom now.
Okay. Okay, how is now? Check the intensity.
3.
Okay. Okay, we will leave you with a 3. It's better than 8.
Yeah.
And during our other people, you know, participating in healing, it will be, things will be clearing. And the point is that you set yourself in, you say, I want to be free. I am sustainable. Yeah, that is about being sustainable. I am sustainable. I am good. I deserve happiness. I deserve freedom. I deserve to be clear. Okay. Yeah, that's, things are moving.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Thank Lena. You. Okay, going. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are starting with number 303. Phone, I'm number 303. Hello.
Hi, Tina. This is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
I would like to work, when you're talking about savior, I've been rescuing primarily cats, and I've just gone overboard, and I'm so overwhelmed. I've taken on way more than I can handle, and it's like I can't stop myself.
Okay. Tune into your body and see where it feels. What is the level of intensity and where do you feel it in your body?
I feel it in my heart chakra and it's a 9.
Okay, focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you believe you are not enough.
I'm so sorry you believe you are not enough.
I'm so sorry you cannot help yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot help yourself.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you are overwhelmed.
I'm so sorry you are overwhelmed.
I'm so sorry you carry so much burden on your back.
I'm so sorry you carry so much burden on your back.
I'm so sorry you believe it is your burden.
I'm so sorry you believe it is your burden.
I'm so sorry you believe it's your responsibility to save others.
I'm so sorry you feel it's your responsibility to save others.
Okay, everywhere where you carry other people's pain in your heart, okay, and that empath, this victimizer problem, but yeah, it's running you and carrying your pain. Okay, let's bring those pain from your body. Let's light, show me from all lifetime, space, dimension, realities, and all pain that you carry from your mother, from your father, grandfather lineage that you carry in your DNA, and all pain and sadness and despair. I can't help myself. I'm so helpless. I'm so powerless. I can't help them, and blame and persecution and guilt and shame and everything what is connected with that, not being good enough, I'm not good, I'm not, I do not deserve, la 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 la. Clear that. Release. Okay? And it is, it's not your body. Sleep, leave, leave. Father's energy. Father's energy. Okay, light, yes, you can go home. It's not your body, it's not your fault, it's not your responsibility to take care of them. Clear that. It's just game you played, and everywhere where you persecuted and savior and the victim, light. And the fears that are running you, okay, light, and keep you stuck, okay, in DNA, cellular memory of fears of not being good enough. I'm not deserving. I'm not good enough. Okay, light. Here. Okay, how do you feel?
Oh, this feels much better.
Okay, light, clear, okay. From your power center, energy that is not you now is releasing, it's removing. Out of agreements, if you will play that, you will never ever play that. And then you can hear those curses. We are like, What is the level now? Tune into it.
A 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay, just focus on your heart center. Say, I'm so sorry. You don't know where is your core.
I'm so sorry. You don't know where's your core.
I'm so sorry. You're not aware of your own needs.
I'm so sorry. You're not aware of your own needs.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to listen to your heart's guidance now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to listen to your heart's guidance now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your light to heal all pain from your body now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your light to heal all pain from your body now.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are divine, you are sovereign, you're free.
I'm so sorry that you forget that you're divine, you're sovereign, you're free.
Okay, how is now?
It's down to a 1.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. You don't believe miracles are possible for you.
I'm so sorry you don't believe miracles are possible for you.
I'm so sorry you would rather be right than free.
I'm so sorry you'd rather be right than free.
Okay, now allow yourself to release all polarities. Okay, all negative ego, thought forms, blocks that prevents you to be free from judgments toward yourself. To be free from being right or wrong, good or bad. Okay, light and clearing that. Unify polarities. Unify your all organs. How is now?
That's good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, muting. I just did something. Okay, mute. I mute Magdalena. Accidentally. Okay, Alex is now. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hello.
Hello,
good.
Alex. Cool. Hi. How do you feel?
Good. Good. So there are two things I wanted to work on that happened after our last session on the first call.
Mm-hmm.
First call, we worked on the fact that my business partner is my mother, who has narcissistic personality disorder. And ever since our last call, two things happen. And that is I'm storing a lot of anger and resentment towards my mother and my body from all the, you know, suppression and all the ego and control for many years. So I'm just really angry and I keep thinking angry thoughts and I'm overwhelmed by anger. And the second part of that is I've retreated into what feels like being addicted to my phone to the point that it's actually negatively impacting my life. It feels like I'm using my phone to escape and I'm getting addicted to apps and texting and it feels like it's controlling me. So those are the two things that are really...
Okay. Tune into your body. Where is it and what is the level of intensity of the anger?
It's in my throat and in my solar plexus and it's about a 4 right now.
Just tune into it and say, focus on your heart and solar plexus and say, I'm so sorry addictive implants are running your body.
I'm so sorry addictive implants are running your body.
I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose to clear all artificial implants from your body now.
I'm so sorry that you can choose to clear all artificial implants from your body.
I'm so sorry, low vibrational frequencies are keeping you in addictive mode.
I'm so sorry that low vibrational frequencies are keeping
you. I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose to clear it now.
I'm so sorry you forgot that you can choose to clear it.
I'm so sorry. Mind control is stopping you to express your true self.
I'm so sorry, mind control is stopping you.
Okay, now just be in your body, don't go everywhere. Now we are locating in your in your bodies. Okay, show me where it is, where it is those implant of anger, of rage, and my control of negative ego. Like, locate, and clear, and repair, and repair, and those. Okay, okay, well, now you don't have permission. And what is keeping, what is perpetuating these fear programs and the anger, what happened? Show me the lifetimes when you put the contracts with those light, wow, so and all manipulation tactics from these narcissistic personalities. Okay, light, okay, who is running that? Okay, clear, with lineage. Clear, mother, I'm all. Okay, clear, mom, clear. Show me mother, okay, who is that? Who is that light? It's not her, you know, not your mother. Light, you don't have permission to be there, it's over. Clear, all implants in brain, light, clear. And unify. Okay. How do you feel? What is the level? How do you feel in your body?
Lighter, much lighter. Both my throat, my solar plexus went down to a 1 or 2.
Yeah. Okay. Show me where. What is the fear of releasing those fear everywhere where your needs were not met? Yeah. And okay. And this persecutor role is running you. Being a victim and then being persecutor. Show me. Okay. Like the old people who you're carry in your body, it's not your body, accelerating. Yeah, you can go home. You can stop playing that game, now it's over. Okay, show me implants in your belly. Okay, rage. Okay, implants that carry this rage. Okay, show me that light. Here. How is now?
It's really good. I feel like it's almost gone. There's a weird buzzing. There's a strange tension. It's different. It's just changed to something different that's not the same.
Okay. And is it a negative? How do you perceive it? Oh, that buzzing?
It feels like it's just years.
Okay. Let's enlighten in the neck.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Now. Show me that. Who put it there? Light. Okay, those circuits that are transferred was light. Okay, establishing the natural flow, natural energetic flow, and show me all connection. Yeah, the dark hole. Yes, this dark holes and cords with this artificial intelligence field, artificial field, all inorganic field, because these cell phones are transmitting this EM. Waves, so okay, all low vibration frequencies and impulses. Now show me, and now transmuted into high vibrational field and amplifying your 12D shield. It's for all of us. Amplify protection. No one is allowed to come and to intrude your field. God, sovereign, free, and hence. How is now?
My ears are clear now, and I feel much lighter. Wow.
Cool.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Alex, so someone is mute. Okay, now I'm muted. Okay, Elana, I'm unmuting you. Hello, Elana.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. I'm great. So what will be clear?
I would like to work on today feeling either disconnected from the light or feeling afraid of the light, afraid of being punished. Thinking, I don't know what it is, but I have this fear and I want to connect, but something in me is very afraid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where is it in your body and what is the level of intensity?
So the intensity is very high, so I'd say 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And in my heart, in my throat,
Okay, cool. Just focus on your heart center and solar plexus and say, I'm so sorry you are afraid of light.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of light.
Okay, I'm so sorry you are afraid of false light.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of false light.
I'm so sorry you carry memories that light hurt you.
I'm so sorry that you carry memories of light hurting you.
I'm so sorry you are not aware that it was the false light that hurt you.
I'm so sorry that you are not aware that it was the false light that hurt you.
I'm so sorry you're confused.
You are confused.
Okay. Okay, now we are going to show me everywhere where you were manipulated by the false light and you thought it was the light, and then you gave your power, you gave your trust to some religious authority figure that claimed to come from the light, but actually it was a manipulative dark force, like, let's bring those lifetime, that lifetime, that. Okay. Just said, I'm so sorry you gave him trust.
I'm so sorry you gave him trust.
I'm so sorry he manipulated you.
I'm so sorry he manipulated you.
I'm so sorry he caused you tremendous pain.
I'm so sorry he caused you tremendous pain.
Okay, everywhere. Wow, those agreements. Okay, every energy of those dominant patriarchal guruish. Yeah, okay, domination, clear from your field. Okay, show me where is the implant. Base. Okay, everywhere. The implant that prevents you to be connected with your heart, with your higher self. Okay, by putting the fear. Okay, show me all implants from all your bodies that is connected with being in a fear. Okay, and this manipulative ego, manipulation thoughts, and all tactics, all manipulation, victimizer software programs, and this artificial. Okay, implants that keeps that fear in your body. Okay, light, yeah, okay, cool, light. clear, wow, just agreement. Okay, all deception strategies that you were not aware, now clearing your eyes to see the truth, to see who you truly are, clearing your head, unifying, and opening to the light, opening channel to the light, or clear. With this light, clear, okay, let's get a view, let's go to the light, and part of your soul that is stuck in somewhere in between lives, it knows now, it's time to go home. How do you feel? Tune into the fear. Hello, are you here?
Hello.
Yeah, what is the level of intensity now?
I think it's about a 2 or 3.
2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Just focus on your heart and now open. It is safe everywhere where you put the wall because it was so painful to feel that pain. Okay, wall to prevent you to feel the pain, to connect with your heart. Because when you feel the fear in your heart, it goes because your heart light is much stronger than any fear. Okay, and those false belief system that keep you believing that fear is stronger than the beast or whatever, golems. Leave it from your field and then come back. Okay, light. Okay, now violet flame from your heart, allow it to enlighten. Enlighten your heart, unify. And reconnect all parts, reconnect all chakras. Okay, light. And lightening. How is now?
Yes, moving. Good. Definitely really good.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Laurie. I'm unmuting Laurie. Hello, yeah. Laurie. How are you? What are we clearing?
Yes. I'm feeling so much clearing just on this call. It's wonderful. We did a one-on-one, and you had mentioned that in a past life, I had vowed never to get married or have children again.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask if that had fully cleared yet, and if not, if we could do the final clearing of it.
Okay, cool. Tune into that doubt, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about you trusting, you 100% trusting yourself. So tune into that you don't believe it.
Mm. That I don't believe that it's cleared, is that what you mean?
Yeah, doubting.
Yeah, I feel the doubt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where is your doubt in your body?
Well, most stuff like that is in my solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the level of intensity?
I wasn't feeling it before. Now I'm like, I would say like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. It went way up just in the last 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah. Okay, just tune into it. Tune into that doubt and focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry. You cannot hear your higher self's answers.
Self's answers.
I'm so sorry you are afraid that you are not right.
You are not right.
Okay. I'm so sorry you are afraid that you will make a bad decision.
I'm so sorry that you are afraid you will make a bad decision.
I'm so sorry, you are not enough.
You are not enough.
I'm so sorry you don't trust yourself.
I'm so sorry that you don't trust yourself.
I'm so sorry you believe others are smarter than you.
I'm so sorry that you believe all others are smarter than you.
I'm so sorry you believe others are better than you.
I'm so sorry that you believe others are better than you.
I'm so sorry negative polarities disconnects you from your heart.
I'm so sorry that negative polarities disconnect you from your heart.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your light to unify all polarities now.
Unify all polarities now.
I'm so sorry you do not allow your heart to establish connection with your divine self now.
You don't allow your heart to for divine connection.
Now. Okay. Now let's bring those implants that are implanted in your power center. Light. clear. All polarities implants that we clear today. And now it's just amplifying these clearings and bring it out from your solar plexus. Take a deep breath and tune into that doubting and see what arises.
I feel a sense of joy. I feel flowers coming out of my solar plexus. It's quite beautiful.
Mm. And the intensity negative?
Yeah, it's very light. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that means it's cool. So you can ask yourself, you know, for the question from the start, you can ask yourself and you can do it now and just tune in to allow yourself to say you an answer.
Okay. I'm sorry. Am I?
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it with yourself, you know, in your peace.
Oh,
and you know, okay. And you know, the light, the flowers, that is your answer. You know, that feels your truth. And of course, your divine being and you can create. So thank you very much, Lori.
Oh, Hannah, thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Thanks. Beatrice. Hello.
Yes. Hello,
you are Beatrice or Beatrice?
It's Beatrice, but it can be Beatrice too.
Okay. So what we are clearing now?
Yes, wonderful. I was a parentized child, and actually I was taking care of my parents, and then obviously I married somebody who I was taking care of and divorced this person, and then I was taking care of my children, and I'm in a helper position. And I burn out, and now actually off work, and I feel a lot of resentment and anger, and it has mm-hmm. been building for many years, and it's about time to release it. It was about level 9 before the call. After your process, it was about level 7. I heard other callers, it went down to maybe level 4 now, but it's still, it's especially in my heart, in my solar mm-hmm. plexus, and left side of my body, especially left arm and left leg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, what is, so it's it is 4, right? Mm-hmm.
Now it's 4. Yeah, it's getting like every call you are talking to, I'm releasing, but still it's level 4 now.
Yeah, okay, so show me, we are connecting, okay, connecting with your bodies. Show me everywhere where you carry the crucifixion implant. It's on your left, okay. And this Christ wounds. Show me all those implants, Christ wounds and crucifixion implants from your body's life. Like it's for all of us, okay? From all lifetime, space, dimension, realities. And show me the first time you were installed that implants. Like clear. Like it's from your third eye. Somehow to remove it. Yeah, light. Okay, left. And everywhere where you. Quote, you carried the cross, okay, the cross from your back, okay, the cross, the pain, the suffering, the burdens of the whole humanity that you carry on your back, and you, an old version of you from all lifetime, space, dimensions, realities that carry that cross. You are assigned a cross, okay, light, clear, you go contract, clear. No, you don't have to carry the cross anymore. Okay, I'm mission complete. Okay, seal repair. How is now? Okay, now heart. Enlightening the heart. Light flame. Okay. Entities who are carrying the cross now. It's not your body, it's time to go. To go home, okay? Wow, those agreements with people in your past family lineage, if you carry cross of family lineage, show me in DNA. Clear now, trauma, memories, clear. Pain, memories, clear. Obligation, clear, all obligation, okay? That you, it was strict, you were just forced, like, take those other people's, you know, that obligation on your, and the separation between mind and heart. Okay, all those polarities, that heart doesn't let you to leave them, and your mind, you just want to have, like, okay, what's that? Okay. Okay, unify this. Mm-hmm. What's possible? What else is possible? How to unify those realities? Yeah, and clear. Clear from your future. Let's clear from your future to carry those burdens. And all people from your field, now it's being released. Your mother, your father, all people see who you took care of and that make you feel resentment because you neglected your own needs. You were not allowed to say what you really want, what you truly need, and to stand for yourself. And thought forms that doesn't allow you, okay, it's not good, you are bad, you are whatever, you're not good because you don't care about others, okay, negative polarities, oh, victim, victimizer, savior, martyr, and whatever. Clear, balancing, unifying brain. How is now? Tune into it.
It's probably one.
Okay.
One, number one.
Okay, light, uh-huh, somewhere over heart, walls, clearing, unifying male and female, okay, balancing left and right, male and female, and influence, domination, patriarchal influence, show me where is it now, cleared, misogyny, female sacrificing from your core, okay, fear programs from your core, remove and repair, okay, light, clear. Everywhere where you couldn't breathe, okay, and what stops you to breathe, the life source energy, your light, okay, those blockages that prevents you to breathe fully, the breathe freedom and fear of freedom, fear of not being served. What will I do if I do not serve others? You know, Okay, and this manipulation tactics and not knowing how to discern what is serving from your core, from your integrity or from codependency. All those codependencies with others now clear, light, clear, light. Okay, you don't need to be codependent. Okay, light. How is now?
Yeah, it's much better. I had burning sensation in my stomach, solar plexus, and now it's calm.
Okay, peace. And balancing, connecting with the Mother Earth, nurturing, loving energy to heal, to soothe, to love you. Okay, and the truth is in you. The truth is in you, and everywhere where you could not take care of you, to put yourself, your needs in first place. Now, release, just focus on your heart center. And sorry, I'm so sorry, you do not choose to take care of yourself now on.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to take care of yourself now on.
You know, now and on the future. I'm so sorry you don't choose to be gentle and kind toward yourself from now on.
You don't choose to be kind and gentle. From now on.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to respect your own boundaries from now on.
I'm sorry you didn't choose to respect your boundaries from now on.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are sovereign and free.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are sovereign and free.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to serve the light, your inner light, now on.
I'm so sorry you didn't choose the light, your inner light for now.
Okay, how is now?
Much more peaceful, yeah. I'm much more in peace.
Thank you very much, Beatrice.
Thank you. God bless.
No problem. Thank you. And phone number. Okay, someone is mute all. Someone, it's a... number 304, unmute. Hello.
Hi, this is Trinity.
Oh, hi, Trinity.
Hi, this has been a great call, but I feel like I'm like really, really heavy and like at a 10, like just everything feels really like dense in my body. And what I was hoping to clear is a pattern in my life where it's, I feel like I'm stuck in a web where people like think I'm a bad person and they're projecting and like have all these distortions, but it's stuff mm-hmm. that they did that I did mm-hmm. not do. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What so is the level of intensity of the heaviness you felt, you know, you were talking about and that?
It's a 10. Like, I just feel, like, so heavy.
Yeah, okay. We will do that. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you are caught in a dark web. In a dark web.
I'm so sorry you're caught in a dark web.
I'm so sorry there is no light around you.
I'm so sorry there is no light around you.
Okay, just a second. Okay. I'm so sorry you are disconnected from your light.
I'm so sorry you are disconnected from your light.
Okay.
You know, I keep attracting... Sorry.
Yes, please.
This has been a pattern where I like attract people who like tell me that they love me and then turn around and like tell me that I'm like, you know, this horrible person. Like, but I'm not doing what they're saying. And so what I'm trying to figure out is like what, like I'm attracting like people with narcissistic tendencies. And I know, you know, I know that I've been that role for them in other lives. And so I just want to hear what's bringing narcissistic people to me and what in me, you know, is or was narcissistic. It's so strange to have people like lie to you and then turn around and tell you that like you're bad. And it's like, no, you're lying. Like, it's not me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just focus on your heart and say, I'm so sorry your darkness is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry that your darkness is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry your wounds are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry that your wounds are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry your wounds attract wounded people.
I'm so sorry that your wounds attract wounded people.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to heal your wounds.
I'm so sorry you don't know how to heal your wounds.
I'm so sorry you cannot locate your wounds.
I'm so sorry you cannot locate your wounds.
I'm so sorry you cannot reconnect with the divine healer in you.
I'm so sorry you cannot reconnect with the divine healer in you.
I'm so sorry you don't allow to release the divine healer from your heart.
I'm so sorry you do not allow to release the divine healer from your heart.
I'm so sorry you blocked your heart because of the pain.
I'm so sorry you blocked your heart because of the pain.
I'm so sorry you don't trust it is safe to remove those blocks.
I'm so sorry you do not trust that it's safe to remove those blocks. Well, how is it safe when they're telling me that I'm doing stuff I'm not doing?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. The process is just be in your heart. Don't think. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. Negative ego is creating your blocks.
I'm so sorry that negative ego is creating your blocks.
Yeah, okay, just we are going to the highest level everywhere where you were, where you connected with the, where was it? Out of agreements, like, clear.
Is gaslighting an implant?
Yeah, okay, let's bring those that, yes, implants that prevents you, who put it there, like, lifetime. Okay, like, show me. Just be in your body. Don't go everywhere. Your divine healer is assisting, okay? Your divine healer from your heart is assisting now, okay? All those manipulation tactics, what happened, where you sold your soul, your integrity, whatever, you were tricked, manipulated, like. Clear. It's gone. So screams, begins, present, and clear. Subconscious. Clear. Okay. Tune into your heart. Tune into the level of density.
Mm.
OK. Okay.
I feel lighter. Like it's kind of a six. It just feels like I have to sleep.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a lot of movies. Okay, all resistance that your negative ego creates, all resistant program, resistance to your fully enlightened, resistance to your healing, resistance to your creative miracles. Clear from DNA. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you. And now, okay, all your soul pieces that are stuck there. Okay, wake up and integrate, unify polarities, unify. Okay, light clear, and it is clear from power center. Okay, it's not your body now. Clear. Okay, how is now?
Down to a three. I mean, I feel lighter. I feel more present. I still have a lot of like heat, like coming off of my back.
Okay. Light. That is power center. Okay, dominative. Patriarchal. Okay. All those implants, all those manipulation tactics. Oh, no. Okay, you. How is your solar plexus doing? Your belly?
I feel bloated.
Yeah, okay. Okay, back. All those reversal, reversal mother, reversal father, false light. False light implant, false light, yeah, okay, light. Clear. Mm-hmm. All connection to the false matrix with the victimizer, drama consciousness, now clearly release. Clear. Okay, reconnect your heart, up. Okay, divine, okay, your divine healer really wants to come, really wants to heal all those stuff, unifying polarities, okay. All low vibrational frequencies are now transmuted. Fear programs, transmuted, balanced light, yeah.
I just had a past life come in. Cool, all right, I can let that go.
Yes, you can let it go, everything. Okay, okay, come on, connecting. Core Mother Earth, real Mother Earth, okay. Okay, unify. The energy is coming, nurturing, loving. Yeah. How is now?
It's much better. Thank you. I feel more peaceful. I still feel really tired, but it's okay.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot. And the density, you know, negative density and everything, you know, it was like 10.
Yeah, it's down a lot. I mean, even just like the work that you've been doing on this call, my ex has been trying to call me because he knows that all the
information is okay. Yeah, cool. Light. Wow, cool. Thank you very much. You're such a contribution to this call. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's that? Just a second now. Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. What are we clearing? Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. Seems that Jennifer is not here. Maybe she got to go, so I will mute Jennifer. Rhonda, hello. What are we clearing, Rhonda?
Hi, Tana. Can you hear me?
Yes, clearly.
Okay. Tana, just wanted to clear the inability to receive love. That's just been coming up for me a lot this week.
Okay, where is it and what is the level of intensity?
27 and 8, my solar plexus.
Okay, so we are just tuning to that. Okay, focus, and feel it, so everywhere where you keep where you have blocked, okay, that energy that prevents you to reconnect with your heart. Okay, now, yes, amplify it, yes, show us, and show all implants that you carry there to prevent you to feel the love, to feel that you are enough, to know that love comes from your heart. Okay, light, clear, okay, everyone who is not your energy, just leave it from your heart, solar plexus. Breathe, okay, it's lowering down. Okay, first chakra is spinning opposite. Okay, base, all fears, all ancestor fears now being released, now being cleared, all implants from the first chakra now being cleared, released from the second one. Okay, cleared, and release, and your lineage, clear and release. Third one. Okay, opposite direction. Okay, all fear that you carry other people's energies and implants that does not serve you, that perpetuates victimity and softer program, all those artificial stuff now clear, light. Okay, fourth, spinning in opposite. Okay, light, clearing all artificial implants, artificial thoughts form. Bless you. Okay, light, clear. Okay, going up, light, clear, around your heart. Uh-huh. All negative ego thought form that prevents you to connect with your heart, to feel the love. I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve love. I'm vicious, whatever. Light, clear. Okay, throat, pain from throat being cut off. Okay, light, clear, light. Clear, third eye, to sink who you are, all those delusional, false metrics, manipulation that, to prevent you to see that you are divine, that your love comes from you, that you give yourself love. Now, clear, okay, up, clear, crown, opposite direction. Okay, connection, everything that creates this connection. Wow, clear, okay, light. Light ball, okay, light ball, okay, amplify your light, it's your light, for all of us, it's, you know, your higher self. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, clearing, releasing, and, okay, unify, spinning in the right direction, heart, and spinning in the right direction, connecting the Mother Earth, bouncing back, and okay, how do you feel? What is the level of intensity?
I'm down to about a 2, Tana.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the codependency that's tied to that, and I know it's been addressed.
Okay. Okay, so show me all codependencies in your field. Show me all souls, bringing all souls, it's for in our field as well, to the highest level, without those agreements, that you will be codependent with each other. clear, light, clear, and everywhere where you mix your energies, get your give back. You give back to them from your field. You don't need other people's energies, your mother, your father, your lineage. You don't have to carry all of that stuff. You are sustainable. You are self enough. You are enough for yourself. Okay? And okay, also part that is stuck somewhere there. It's coming back to you. Yeah. Okay, how is now?
Smiling, better, and down to 0. Thank you, Tana.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rhonda. Okay. Cool. Darla is unmuting you. Hello, Darla.
Hi.
Hi, what are we clearing now?
Oh my, I didn't expect you to see me today because I signed on late. So I would like to clear some family stuff and ancestral stuff because I know it's still in my lineage after I did a whole session with a lady from India. But I know it's not all clear yet.
Okay, just tune into your body. Where it is, and what is the level of intensity?
It just went up to an 8.
Okay, and where is it in your body?
Just on my lower ribs and my solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just for... Mm-hmm. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry other people's energies easily affect you.
I'm so sorry other people's energies easily affect you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now show me, locate this empath implant that you pick up. So it was your daughter or?
My daughter. Okay.
No, it's okay. The light. Clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, everywhere where these low vibrational frequencies is affecting your field, what body is it like? Like, it's preventing you to be fully connected with your core. Mm-hmm. This connection from your core that creates that. Okay. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those energies up, light. Just go. A distraction. What is the distraction? Distracting you from being fully present in now moment. What is distraction? And anything that is distraction, you. Cool. Okay. How is now and where is it?
It didn't go down very much.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. Okay, what is the flavor? It seems like some kind of fog or something is preventing. Okay, whatever. I'm so sorry. There is fog preventing you to see. What is it?
I'm so sorry. There's a fog preventing you from seeing what it is.
I'm so sorry. You don't allow your higher self to see what is the core of it.
I'm so sorry. You don't allow your higher.
Okay, what is presenting now?
It increased a lot.
Yeah. Okay, all of those pain, that pain.
The crap is showing up.
What?
The crap is showing up.
Yeah. Okay, all those pain, that pain that you carry. Okay, something is okay, and all those pain that prevents you to be fully connected with your higher self in that you carry in crown chakra and those, okay, all those pain, light, clears connection with the pain, it's not your body, just go. I'm so sorry you suffered so much. I'm so sorry you carry so much pain in your body.
I'm so sorry you carry so much pain in your body.
I'm so sorry pain is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry pain is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to release that pain now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to release that pain now.
I'm so sorry you are afraid to look at that pain.
I'm so sorry you're afraid to look at that pain.
I'm so sorry you're scared to look to what is causing your pain.
I'm so sorry you're afraid to look at what is causing
your pain. I'm so sorry you're scared to see the pictures of torture.
I'm so sorry you're scared to see the pictures of torture. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to see the picture of torture and to feel it now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to see the picture of torture and
to feel it now. Okay, cool. Just be in your body. Okay, all picture of torture and all torture memories. Clear. It's not you. Show me all programs that activates those fear, torture, pictures, torture, phone. It's for all of us. It's great stuff. Like, you are, Darla, you really brought great stuff. Okay. Like, okay, all those. Okay. Like bringing that. Okay, all entities and these dark forces, manipulation. You don't allow to be there. it's not your body. Release, release, release. Okay, show me implant, put it out and see you. How is now?
Oh, it went a lot lower. It's down in the chakra now, and my head is hurting.
Yeah. Okay. Unify. Repair. Now repairing. Repairing line, repairing genetic structure. Okay. And everywhere where the neurons were programmed to pick up those torture from your environment, it's for all of us, you know, torture pictures and to create, to see it in, you know, when you turn on the TV, just you see the torture, and when you read paper, you just see pictures of torture. When you walk your day life, you just step on some kind of torture everywhere where this is, you know, implanted in your neuron systems. Clear that light. Mm-hmm. How is now?
I feel like I'm choking and it's in my throat.
Okay, yeah.
I'm crying a lot.
Yeah, okay. And the light. Let's allow the light from your heart to enlighten it, to enlighten all pain, to heal the pain. Light all entities. You can go now. Okay. Bringing pieces of souls that are stuck in that false matrices in the yeah. Okay. What was that? How do you say? Aha. It's the artificial images that are implanted in your subconscious mind that are triggering the pain in you, like because you have the veil. We all have it, but in your case, you brought it out. So I'm so grateful for you. You know, you have some kind of foggy veil, veil, and you see it through that program. You know, like through glasses that transmit only torture picture or whatever. Clear now. Okay, cool. How is now?
I'm just like buzzing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, relax. Thank you very much. Just relax. Yeah, it will take a few moments and water to settle. Just be kind to you and allow to settle it. Okay, Rhonda? No, it's not Rhonda. Sorry.
Really,
it's Dharma.
Yeah, it's amazing how your cheeks can hurt.
Okay. Allow the light from your heart to enlighten all your bodies, with a sign of unify. Unify all polarities, unify and heal. Repair, heal, and unify. Thank you, Darla.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Someone is, I think Cheryl. Yeah. Cheryl, I think we missed Cheryl. Unmute. Cheryl?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my God.
Hello.
My heart feels so heavy right now.
You're okay. What's up?
I feel like someone is like, or something is intentionally blocking me from healing. Every single call that you're on, I get blocked. I am unable to connect with you. Earlier when the call first started, I raised my hand, and throughout the call when you started doing the Q&As, my call dropped, and I didn't realize that my call was dropped again. And then something told me to look at it, and I seen that my hand was unraised, so then I re-raised my hand. And then
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. What is the level of intensity? And
it's
where
11. It's in my heart.
Yeah, okay. Like a knife, the sharp knife in your heart.
Yes,
right?
Heavy.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
You carry implants that prevent you from heal.
That prevent you from healing.
Just be in your body, be in your body. Now we are, okay, clearing those implants. Okay, show me all artificial implants from all your bodies that prevents your healing to your life. Life disagreements, okay, all manipulations. Life. Okay, your divine healer is rising. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Light. Okay. Okay. Opening card. Open to safe. Everywhere where your negative ego block. It's thoughts. Subconscious thoughts. Here. Right. Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Feeling is feeling. It's okay to feel. Just feel it. And reconnect. Okay. Scared. Every fear of your feelings. Fear that you will die. Fear of death. Okay. Everywhere. If you feel you will die. Okay, let's bring that up. Bring it up. Like. Yeah. Okay. And everywhere where you experience your heart being. Wow, yeah, torn apart and crucified and stabbed. Okay, show me those lifetimes. It's for all of us. Lifetime. Clear. Clear. Yeah, okay, light, and it's okay. DNA lineage. Clear. Okay, how is now?
Just feels releasing.
Okay.
Just dropping okay. down to like a five.
Okay, just say, I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer from your heart to heal you now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow the divine healer from your heart to heal you now.
I'm so sorry you carry programs that prevents you to be healed.
I'm so sorry you carry problems that prevent you to heal.
I'm so sorry you don't believe that you are stronger than all those artificial programs.
I'm so sorry you don't feel that you are stronger than those artificial programs.
Okay, cool. Okay, now allow the compassionate heart. And by the way, the compassionate heart is the most powerful source in the entire planet. The compassion from your heart. Yeah. So now opening, your heart is opening. Allow. Yeah, it is safe to open. It is safe. Yeah, all implants that runs your thought. Okay, it is not safe to open your heart. It is not safe to go and heal yourself. Did some manipulation, whatever, those programs that transmit the negative thought force that does not prevent your freedom and your spiritual evolvement. Clear. How is now?
I feel scared. I feel scared.
Scared?
I feel scared.
Okay, where is it? Where is fear?
It's a scare feeling. Like, if I heal myself, then it's almost like, ha, ha, ha. If you heal yourself, you don't really want to heal yourself. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. Just focus on your heart and say, I'm so sorry. You don't repel. Those voices and those energies now. No one is allowed to be in your field. Okay, now.
No one
okay,
is allowed every, to be in my
yeah,
field.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, everywhere. Okay, show me. Lifetime, space, dimensions, realities where other people interfere with your field. Okay, entities. Clear, light. It's not your body. You have to go. Mother energy, father energy, your lineage energy. All people's energy that you like an empath carry. Okay, life. Okay. That is something with empath. Being an empath, you perceive other people's pain, so you don't want to close your heart because it's so painful to perceive the pain. Now those programs that are running you, okay, these victimizer archetypes that does not serve you. Clear, light. Okay, 12D shield, up. Blocking like how is now?
Yes. Oh, I start to feel it releasing because I am an empath and I've just been taking on so many people's energy and just don't know how to.
Yeah.
I've been trying everything to release it and learn ways to clear their energies and when they come into my energy field.
Yeah, okay, okay, cool. Okay, reconnecting heart chakra. Okay, unifying all chakras. Okay, opening your portal to your divinity, your higher self, your source, your light. Okay, opening and unifying. Okay, sealing and unifying. Setting the healthy boundaries. Okay, platinum light around you. No one is allowed to be in your field. Your God, your sovereignty, and free. Clear, light. Okay, how is now?
Thank you. I just feel like...
cool.
I feel it releasing.
Hmm?
I feel it like starting to release. It's like something's there, like something is just so, don't want me to, like really, like it's just something there. I just kind of feel it. It's just like my ears feel like they're kind of clogging up in my right ear. Feels like it's clogging.
Yeah, okay, everywhere where you could not, every interference is that does not allow you to hear the guidance of your higher self. Light, clear, okay, light, it's from your ears. Okay, all artificial implants, artificial energies now being cleared from your ears. Light, clear. Okay, from your third eyes also cleared. Okay, cool. Okay, so Cheryl.
Yes.
So how are you doing now?
Oh my goodness, I feel lighter.
Cool,
oh,
Cheryl.
Wow. Oh,
we
wow.
Are, thank you very much,
you.
Cheryl.
I love you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you. So there are. I will. It's real. Eight. Okay. Someone is very loud. Mute all. Mary, somebody who was never in our one-on-one session, Mariah and Jennifer is still holding hands. So, Jennifer, okay, someone is, okay, all practicals muted. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer and then Maria. Okay, unmute, Jennifer, are you here, Jennifer? Okay, yeah, Jennifer cannot say something, so we will just check. Aha, it's... Jennifer, are you saying that? Okay, Jennifer and chat, let me check. You will be able to hear. I don't know how, if you will use this, yes, no. Okay. Oh, it's Maria. Ha, Maria. Okay, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, I will read your stuff. I don't know, last time I had the same situation, but can you still work? It feels like I can never get the help I need. Okay. Depression, wanting to give up, nothing worse, give up, self-sabotage. Okay, I hope you can hear me, Jennifer. So focus on your heart center. And say, I'm so sorry no one hears you. It's for all of us. I'm so sorry you feel unloved. I'm so sorry you feel unworthy. I'm so sorry you can never get the help. I'm so sorry you're invisible. I'm so sorry you believe that you don't deserve help. I'm so sorry there are blind spots that sabotage you. So let's tune into that. Okay, what is valuable in being poor me? Okay, what is valuable in that? Okay, everywhere you receive love, when you were poor, when you were sad, when you cried, when something bad happened to you, okay, when you did not feel good, and then they saw you just when you were really hurting. Light. Okay, everywhere where you confused love with pity, okay, no, it's not you, you know, it's not you, it's just the program running you, okay, light, all from your field, that program running you, I'm not good. Clear. Okay, Jennifer, how do you feel? okay, in your body, locate victimizer implants that keep poor me, that keep you victim, and those polarities, being victim, okay, like, clear, okay, who is that? It's not your body, just release. Okay, can you? Hey, Jennifer, can you write how do you feel? I'm so sorry, you cannot establish a contact. Okay, now your higher self is connecting. It's connecting. Okay, so show me, where is the distraction? Everywhere where there is distraction that prevents you to achieve your, I feel better, like I have negative thought. Okay, yes, cool. Okay, everywhere where you have those implants that prevent you to receive healing and to... to prevent you to grow spiritually. Clear. Okay, light, unifying polarities, unifying negative polarities, and all negative polarities, archetypes and programs that are connected with negative ego. Clear, light, clear. My own, yes, of course, implant it is. Yes, light, show me where it is, what is valuable in doing that. Clear. Okay, what is valuable in keeping that stuff in your field? Okay, everywhere where you would rather be right than free, rather be to hold those your decision. Okay, everywhere where you were tricked to believe that you made that decision. Where is the secret program that is manipulating you and running you? Where that was installed? Show me the first lifetime. I'm like, wow, so subliminal, clear. Everywhere where you gain some kind of material gain for doing that, for allowing other to speak through you, to speak your voice. Clear. Sometimes I have negative talks I can't control. Okay, and addictive stuff, not being able to control that, light, show me that program. Okay, low vibrational signal that transmits those negative talks for them. Show me that, light. Cook with it, light. Wow, those agreements, now you don't have permission to be there, light, and all your souls that are stuck in those planes. Now you can go home. Yeah, it's not your body. Okay, all abusers from your body, that place. Okay, this kind is from your bed. Clear. Okay, it's not your thought. It's not your body. And just go. Clear. Okay, heart. Divine healer, reconnecting, allowing the divine healer to heal. Heal anything that is left to be healed. It's for all of us. Okay, hero, savior roles, archetypes, victimizer, negative polarity, and okay, yeah. Okay, all trauma memories from other planets. Okay, let's bring all those trauma memories, all other planets that were transmitted by these impulses in your field. Yeah, that's it. Okay, light. Okay, bring it up for all of us. Bring it up, all those light. Clear. Yes, an implant of not being, the wings, lost wing implant, feeling lost, okay? And so when you feel lost, okay, let's show me that implant, show me, locate it, and yeah, it's something somewhere low, okay, like, clear, And you are vulnerable then and easily targeted to those frequencies. All anti-life forms now being cleared from your field, from our field, light, here. Clear. And implanted sadness. No, it's not your nature. It's not in your all, everything that is not your nature, that does not come from the light, from the joy. Now let it be located and cleared. From all your bodies, from all our bodies, from all lifetime, space, dimension, realities, and allowing our soul peace to come back to us and integrate, reconnect with the light, higher self, our soul family from the heavens and clear. Okay. Hope you feel better now. Okay. Jennifer. Okay, thank you. Okay, cool. So it seems that Jennifer is better. And our last caller, Mariah from...
Maria, hi.
Maria, hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello,
hi.
Maria. How are you? Hi. What are we clearing?
Hello, I'm okay. I'm on the train, so I'm going to mute myself after a minute. So I'd like to really look at my ancestors, because my brothers, me, and my mom, we have a hard time manifesting abundance. I've done a lot of clearings, and I'm told it's a female energy that's stopping all abundance, money, health, family. More than anything, family love.
Okay, let's tune. Where is it? Think about it. And
yes.
Where is it in your body?
Yes. In my back.
Okay, in your back. Okay, so what's holding you back? Show me. Okay, everything. Okay, light. Mm-hmm. And what is the level of intensity when you think about it?
It's a 9. I also have a lot of back pain, chronic back pain all my life.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so everywhere, okay, just tune into it. Everywhere where you were playing the role of the polarity roles of being a slave and a servant. Okay, let's bring those lifetimes everywhere where you were slave and servant. It's for all of us. We all carry that. Okay, and carry the implant. Okay, let's bring all people that were connected and being slave or being a servant and the being, you know, the people who own slaves and.
My grandparents owned slaves. When I was a child, I seen them. Yeah. They used to work in our field.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Light. Wow. Those agreements. It's for your life. Yeah. Grandparents. Clear. Okay. Showing all slaves and servants. Yeah. You play slave and you play the old slave owner. Okay. Light. Okay, all those agreements that you will play that role, that you will not be aware that you are playing that role and that you are caught in those collective archetype of negative polarity, slave, servant, or what, you know, slave. Okay, and those pain, suffering from the slave, from servant that you carry, light. Okay, in your power center and all those stuff. Okay, it's not your body now. You can go, you can release. No, it's over. You're not slave anymore. You're not servant. You don't have to own your slaves to play that role. It's just a program that is implanted in our collective consciousness. And now we have the possibility to stop playing it because we are divine beings. Okay, all those. Yeah, everywhere where you mixed your energies, give back to each other and accelerate you to the light, all in between lives, in all parents, yes, all slaves, all servants, all owners of slaves, owners of servants. Now, let go home, let go. Okay. How it feel, Maria? Maria is muted. Hello, Maria, how it...
A lot of pain. A lot of pain in my body.
Okay. What is the, where in your body?
In my back.
Okay, let's, DNA, yes. You carry this debris of your ancestral. Okay, let's do the blood, blood sacrifice. Oof. Okay, blood sacrifice, okay. Implant and blood sacrifice to perpetuate this slave owning. Yeah, light. Clear. Okay, Jehovah's curse. Okay, show me Jehovah's curse. Show me Jehovah's curse from all our field. And crucifixion and those false gods, vows, false gods, this blood stuff with false gods. Light. Lineage, DNA, cellular memory. Clear. Fear. All programs, victimizer. Yeah. Light. Okay. Yes. Clear. How is now, Maria?
Yes.
Better. Much better. Thank you.
Okay. Now reconnect with your light. Okay, say, focus on your heart center. Say, I'm so sorry you don't choose to serve the light now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to serve the light now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer in you to clear all your lineage debris now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow divine healer in you to clean all lineage debris in you now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to reconnect with the miracle in you now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to reconnect the miracle in you now.
Okay, now all blame and shame because of that, and guilt. Let's bring this guilt, blame, and shame. It's a lot of guilt. Yes. Okay, light. It's not your fault. It's a program that is running you, that run your family. Now be aware of that. You don't have to carry the cross on your back. Okay, all blame, all shame, all guilt that is putting you now. Clear. Release. Okay, how is now?
Yeah,
okay, cool. Peace. Reconnect with your peace, your divine, your God, your sovereign. You are free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, now pillar light is around you, amplifying that field, balancing all your chakras, all your bodies, balancing. Okay, cool. Okay, Maria.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So people, I'm sorry that all of you could not participate in one-on-one sessions. Well, it's 1.5 hour we are doing that. So thank you very much for your contribution. Thank you very much for participating and for co-creating our field. Because if there is not you here, nothing will have sense. So you remember, you are divine, you are God, you are sovereign, you are free. And now we all allowing our divine healer to balance all our polarities and to heal the breeze that is left, maybe. Okay, and everything that is left is healing, integrating, balancing, unifying. Thank you very, very, very much, people. Thank you very much. Unmuting you all.
Thanks,
thank you.
Bye.